And closing this month's show, how funny is this?
I'm 7 and I'm 5 years old. What did the path say to the wall?
I don't know. What did the path say to the wall?
I like your style.
Funny, funny. Now, we've all had our favourite, usually terrible, jokes as children. But how does humour develop? How does laughter develop in the younger child? We turn to Dr. Casper Adiman from Birkbeck University, London, to find out what keeps him fired up about his research.
So I've been a developmental psychologist studying babies for a long time, and most of the time when we're doing that, we're actually making the babies bored. We show them the same thing over and over again, and then we show them something slightly different and see if they stop being bored. And that's great for doing a controlled scientific study of how babies learn, but it doesn't capture the most fun thing about babies, which is that they laugh more than we do at everything. And I was interested in seeing if this would give us a different perspective on what babies learn. So obviously, you and I laugh when we find something funny, also when we get the joke, and that means ability to sort of spot that there's something slightly unusual about this joke or this situation. And so I wanted to see, does that also apply to babies? Does what they laugh at map on to what they understand at different ages? So we did this big internet survey, and we've had 500 parents tell us about their baby so far. And so far, find two big main findings. Firstly, that laughter does sort of follow this clear development, that the little moments of things that babies understand. So dog going meow is not very funny until you understand that dogs are supposed to go woof. So very young babies don't get that. In fact, the best way to make a 3 to 6 month old baby laugh is to just dangle them upside down. For some reason, that seems to be their thing they find most hilarious. The other big thing we found, and which is sort of found in adult laughter research, is that laughter isn't just about humour and jokes. It's a very social process. If you think the bonding between the mother and child is like an essential part of that very early development, the fact that babies have this amazing charisma and ability to make us laugh sort of thinks out a little bit about, well, how laughter and humour works. I mean, adults, if you look at a good standard view, there are jokes there, but it's also just that we find them a really charming and charismatic person, and that we want to share in sort of the delight that they're sharing with us. And that's certainly something that we see between the mother and the baby. A baby, you know, can start laughing at something, but then that sets everybody else laughing. And it's a very much a back-and-forth process and a social process.
And humour develops alongside language skills, thanks to Dr. Casper Adiman from Birkbeck, London. If you have any comments or questions about this show, please contact Hannah at thenakedscientists.com. You can tweet at Naked Neuroscience, or you can post on our Naked Scientists Facebook page. And you'll find the full transcript for this episode and other Naked Neuroscience episodes on our website. That's thenakedscientists.com/neuroscience. I'll be back again next month to investigate technology in the brain. Are children, as young as 4, getting addicted to smartphones? Can technology help those with memory problems? And how is technology changing our brains? We'll find out. That's all we've got time for, I'm afraid, for this month. I'm Hannah Critchlow, and this is Naked Neuroscience, in association with the Wellcome Trust and in partnership with the British Neuroscience Association. See you next month to open our minds. Thank you.